Ah, yes. Let's get to work here indeed. And now come to you live from the Radio Bunker somewhere in Arizona. It's time for the best 90 minutes in digital media, Article 5 Live. I'm your host, JD. It's Sunday, September 27, 2020, 1,349 days into the Trump administration, only 36 days until the most important election in the history of the world. Let's get right into it, folks. The Dems freak out over the appointment of ACB, Amy Coney Barrett, by Donald J. Trump. Well, they would have freaked out no matter who Donald Trump picked. I think ACB's a, I always thought well of her from everything I was told, but you know, you can't always believe what you're told. And it's hard to keep track of every single detail on every single person. There's too much to keep track of. So we're going to talk about Amy Coney Barrett just a little bit. Some people that we trust, and I'll leave it at that, have reservations. She is only one, the only one out of the 22 on Donald Trump's female list has decisions that are pro mandatory lockdown, and other decisions that she's made indicates she would be pro mandatory vaccine. Now, I'm not going to freak out over this, but I wish I would have known sooner, and I didn't. There's some stuff going on. There's the Koch brothers put a lot of money into making sure that ACB got the nomination. That's a big red flag. She seems to have deep state tendencies. So I'm a little alarmed about that. I think that Donald Trump has to rely on certain people for certain things, and he's still being misled in the innermost areas of his administration. You know, time will tell on Amy Coney Barrett, but I'm alarmed, and I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't. So that's the first thing I wanted to hit. At least Amy Coney Barrett is against the slaughter of his innocent children. Now, this is probably why the less freaking out about this choice. She is definitely, you know, not for abortion at any level for any reason, before or after birth, just like we have now. That's why the left is freaking out. But we might end up with a deep state operative on other levels, which those two generally don't go together. So I don't know really who to believe on that. I encourage everyone to do their own research and find out these things on their own. But just know that it has come out that Amy Coney Barrett is not pure as the driven snow, as we're led to believe by Sean Hannity et al. She has recent decisions within the last 4 or 5 months on the Seventh Circuit Court that would indicate she would be pro-mandatory vaccine and pro-lockdown if, you know, the masters of the medical profession believe that we must be, or want us to believe that they believe we must be. She's one that would support that. So that's alarming as hell. She would be the fifth one on the court that would be that in that direction. So danger, danger, Will Robinson. On other subjects tonight, did anybody see Geraldo's very, very interesting tweet? I think I even retweeted it. It was just awesome. I couldn't believe it. Geraldo did a two-minute tweet criticizing Joe Biden for putting a quote on what they're calling a lid, meaning he didn't want to talk to the rest of the world for a day. That was interesting. And then he went right into how Donald Trump was treated horribly by the Mueller investigation fraud. He called Russiagate a fraud. He called all that entire investigation. Now that we're talking about Geraldo here. This isn't, you know, Sean Hannity or somebody like that. This is Geraldo. It was an amazing tweet. So if you follow Geraldo on Twitter, go check that out, because it was absolutely amazing, if you ask me, to see him, you know, in that capacity, because he was not a big fan of the anti-Mueller investigation crowd. So that was encouraging. And I just another word on that. All this coronavirus crap, all this BLM crap, all this Antifa crap, and it's all garbage, man, is taking control over everything. The media, the legacy media, all you have to do is show a shiny object, and they follow that, forget about everything else, and they assume you do too. But I know you don't, because you're way smarter than the damn mainstream media says you are. We live in such fast times, it's unbelievable. But there's indications that we may get some actual relief in the form of some justice from this Justice Department. The same people are saying that Amy Coney Barrett is a deep state problem are people that cast a lot of doubt on Attorney General Barr, but I want everyone to do their own research for that reason and find out about this woman and see if they're right about her deep state tendencies and connections. Because I could tell you this, AG Barr has turned out to be a patriot so far as I can tell. This is encouraging. So we have those two things going on. Geraldo getting it in light of the new Russiagate revelations, where all these things are admitted in the mainstream, because we have John Ratcliffe as the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, actually releasing the documents that were classified, that were supposed to be released. Him and Richard Grenell are causing havoc by not going by the deep state credo, keep lying to the general public by omission. So these are encouraging things. Anecdotally, I can go around in the local places of business, and if I have to wear a mask to get in certain areas, I always wear one down here under my nose that says, you know, Trump 2020 on it. Or InfoWars, but usually Trump 2020. And the interesting thing about that is I always get stopped every time. I like your mask. It starts a conversation. People are very much aware of what's going on. And everybody's done with the coronavirus hoax, at least here in the West, or most of the West. And when President Trump did the ceremony nominating Amy Coney Barrett yesterday, you may have observed on a television set, as I did, everybody in the audience was sitting 1 foot apart with no masks on. This indicates to me that the president is sending us a message that he knows that all the masks and all the COVID protocol is absolute horse crap, and he's not going to put up with it if we re-elect him. So that's encouraging. The Democrats are having an absolute heart attack over this. Republicans fulfilling their constitutional duty as legislators and as a Congress and as the president. They are supposed to put in the nomination and process the nomination. So they want to bring up the false argument about Merrick Garland denied hearings in the United States Congress. And they're saying how that unfair that is, but they've lost that argument already, because people actually can look these things up. And you realize that when the party in power, party of the Senate, is also the party of the president, there's only been two cases in all of history, and I think there's been a total of 11 or 12, but two cases of those 11 or 12 that have actually passed. In other words, you only have a 15 or 20% chance of getting through when the Senate is the same party as the president. When Obama nominated Merrick Garland, of course, Senate was Republican and the president was Democrat. So there's a very low percentage of those ever making it through. That's one. The other huge difference is President Obama was in the last part of his last term. President Trump has the potential to serve for nearly, you know, 4.5 more years as president. That is a huge difference between Merrick Garland BS and this current situation. So those statistics had been pointed out all week to the Democrats. So they've kind of dropped the argument how unfair it is, except for crying Chuck Schumer and the rest of them. The point is the Democrats ignore the Constitution when it doesn't support their cause. The only time they cry Constitution is they think they can leverage the Constitution somehow, bolster their narrative in some perverse way, usually. Because they do not have any respect for the Constitution. They've been trying to eliminate it ever since they got into power back in Woodrow Wilson's days, the progressive who admitted the Constitution was something that needed to be, you know, ignored. It was too static. He wanted a living, breathing Constitution that changed with the living, breathing times. And he created the administrative state, the fourth branch of government, all the alphabet agencies through to Congress. Okay, so they approved it, but we basically have an administrative branch of the government that has nothing to do with Constitution through Democrats into Congress. Anyhow, I digress. Donald J. Trump's tax returns are now front and center argument again once by the ignoramuses in the Democrat Party who believe you are also ignoramuses because, first of all, they say that every president has always divulged their tax return. No, they haven't. That didn't become a thing until Richard Nixon. And we went over all that stuff last week with John O'Connor and his great new book, Postgate. It's a must read because the Washington Post covered up all the important facts about Watergate and only gave you facts about Watergate that they wanted you to know because they wanted you to believe that Richard Nixon somehow wanted to cheat during the presidential campaign, that he was going to win hands down, whether if he did nothing at all. If he stood there with his thumb in his behind, he would have won that election by the hugest landslide in the history of the United States. But yet you're supposed to believe that his team broke into the Watergate Hotel in June of that year to get intel from the DNC. What a crock of crap. It was all created by the CIA. It was a cover-your-butt operation. You got to read the book. It's amazing new facts that are out on this thing. After Nixon, all presidents say, well, I'll show you my tax returns because there was a thing with his tax returns too. So they lie about that. They say every president has disclosed their tax returns. It's not true at all. Donald Trump divulged his financial statements, which are far more revealing than any tax return about his finances. About 9 times or 10 times more information about his financial dealings are revealed by the financial statements that he released, but he didn't release the tax returns. And here's why Donald Trump didn't release his tax returns. And he's not going to, by the way, people. The reason is no self-respecting real estate developer pays taxes, at least on most of their assets. Because if you set your assets up properly as a real estate developer or a real estate investor, you don't pay taxes. Now, imagine what the Democrat media would do with that information. And that's exactly why they're hammering the hell out of this tax thing. But Trump already admitted it. If you go back to the debates with Hillary Clinton, she said, he doesn't pay any taxes. And then Trump's reply to that was, yeah, and that makes me smart. That's a quote. He didn't deny it. He didn't deny it because if you are a real estate developer and you know what the hell you're doing, you don't pay any taxes. Now, Trump didn't write those laws. He just knows about them and follows them. But yet, of course, like everything else, he'd get the blame. You know, now he's supposedly responsible for 200,000 COVID deaths, according to the idiot Joe Biden. I don't know how these Democrats even hold their head up in the face of all this stupidity coming from their party. But I can tell you what, the coup, the plan has been laid out of what they're going to do. They're going to steal the election by counting mail-in ballots after the election's over. So just be prepared. They're going to steal the election. It's going to come down to the Supreme Court. And we pray to the Almighty that it gets settled before January 20th. Because you know what? If it doesn't get settled before January 20th, Inauguration Day, Nancy Pelosi is your new president. How many of you know that? It's go time, folks. It's time to know your government. It's time to know that the legacy mainstream media is lying to you, at least 50% by omission. They don't tell you everything, so they steer your thought process in one particular direction by not telling you the whole story. And then they make a lot of stuff up in whole cloth. It's absolute garbage and BS. If you don't know that by now, I don't know how to help you. So they laid out their plan. They talk amongst themselves on cable news channels as if none of us are going to be listening to it. And they laid out exactly what the plan is to steal the election. And then they turn that around and they want to tell everyone else that, oh yeah, Trump's going to steal the election. No, Trump's already got the election won and everyone knows it. Here's the solution to this. Just a little background. I think the most participation in history of any presidential election is right around 68% of registered voters. Here's what we have to do. First of all, whether you're Democrat, independent, the solution to their fraudulent claims that they're going to steal the election after it's over with is we have to show up. I don't care if you're a Democrat, an independent, a Green Party, a Republican, a Libertarian, whatever you call yourself, you need to register No matter how, what party you belong to, you can vote Republican. So you need to register to vote. I don't care what party. Show up in person at the polls for the general election in such overwhelming numbers that we overcome the 25% fraud that's going to happen in this presidential election. This is the only way we avoid civil war, you guys. We have to have such an overwhelming response. We have to have minimum 90% registered voter participation in this election. This is the only way to avoid hot, kinetic civil war. Are you hearing me? Get off your ass. Get off your couch. Register to vote and get down to the polls. This is an emergency. This has to happen. Now, if you, I'm on record telling you, we need 90% because we're going to have to overcome 25% fraud. And that's a conservative estimate on the fraud. Get registered. Vote in person. We have to overcome 60 million votes that are going to be screwed with. I can't possibly emphasize this enough times. All right, so that's what we have to do, you guys. I want to play you a little video before we introduce our great guest tonight, Mr. Von Wiehent, the very talented Von Wiehent of the Von Wiehent Show. We'll give him his introduction directly here. But I want to tell you, Lisa Kelly says she's voting in person the day of the election, Trump 2020. Well, good for you. All right. I really appreciate that so much. And I'm going to play you a little video. It's kind of funny. It's sort of like comic relief.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
All right, I'm back. Yeah, I hope you can appreciate that little blurb from the boys over there at band.video. You know, if you want to hear what the doctors say that have come out and told you that hydroxychloroquine is, in fact, a very effective therapeutic treatment for COVID-19, all the doctors that have been taken off of all the other media outlets and banned on Twitter. If you want to hear what they have to say, you got to go to band.video and you can catch all of those things. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce our VIP guest tonight, General Von Wiehent. I call him the general, host of the infamous and legendary Von Wiehent Show, which also aired 4 years on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX in Phoenix, Arizona, where I also had a show there for 5 years called the Article 5 Hour. And this is the next generation of Article 5 legacy right here, Article 5 Live tonight. And I forget to mention that. And I am JD, your host of Article 5 Live here on all of these social media channels and Podbean. 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, every Sunday night. But Von Wiehent and the Von Wiehent Show, 8 p.m. is a great radio time for nighttime radio. And he is also on 8 p.m. every Thursday night. And you can catch him on blogtalkradio.com and darkskyradio.com. The great and talented Von Wiehent joins us now. How are you doing, Von Wiehent? How are you, man?
Doing great, man. I mean, what a great show you have. I love the flag. I love your set. I like We the People. I feel right at home. I love it.
All right. Welcome to the show. And it's great to have you, sir. And we did a lot of radio together back in the day. And that's no accident. And I would like to have, you know, your comments on some of the things that we were talking about earlier, if you wouldn't mind. What is your thoughts on Amy Coney Barrett? Was she the best choice? Should we be alarmed by that choice? Or is everything okay? What do you think?
I have a big question mark as you do. Could there have been somebody better? Possibly. But I trust Trump right now, pretty much. So.
Well, they're talking about that that Lapoa gal from Florida.
Well, you know what? I think the jury is still out, pun intended. I just, you know, on these nominees, I really don't. I've never heard of these people. And normally we kind of, you know, in flyover country, we normally hear about these judges once in a while, right? We normally hear a story or a ruling, or they kind of preface for these people. These people, I have never heard one thing about, one iota. And so the jury really is still out. I can say this. We all know the president has a great team around him. If they've done the due diligence, if they've vetted her, if they have researched her and they're promoting her to the president, they can't risk their careers over it. So there's got to be something good in her background. So I give the president the benefit of the doubt and a pass on this one.
Well, that's it. I'm actually encouraged to hear that from you, General Wehunt. And the reason we call you General Wehunt, because you've been in the fight for liberty and justice and the American way and the Ten Commandments and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution for many years. And, you know, all those things are under horrible assault. There's no question. And you're there in your radio bunker, and I'm here in my radio bunker, man. And I got to say, you're also the author of a great book, which the title escapes me right now. So go ahead and tell folks what your book is. And I hear you have another book coming out.
I do. I do. My book, I wrote it several years ago. It's called The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. It's a big book, but it's an easy read. It's all about the history of the Bachelor in America, the Bachelor out West. It's like finance. It's dating, of course, expat lifestyle. Politics is in the book, as well as other things. But it's a great book. It's got all kinds of interviews from a lot of men. You know, you walk into a bookstore and we all see hundreds of books for females, right? And years ago, I thought there isn't one book for men. There isn't one book of accumulated male wisdom. And so I thought for sure some guy wrote it. No guy ever did.
So afraid.
They were afraid to, right? But I thought, you know what? I've got the guts. I will write it and I will print it. And I've got several sequels out, but I've got other book projects underway too. But the book is really good. It's what I wish I had.
Where can we get your book?
Get it at Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com. It's in fine bookstores everywhere.
What is the title again?
The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy.
I love it. Bye.
On the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But I thought, you know, there's no book about men, you know, JD. And it's a good book. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's and this is what I tell everybody. The book is not anti-marriage. The book just says for guys, make sure you know what you're doing before you meet your special someone, right? And if you want to raise a family, knock yourself out. Do your best. Be the best dad you can be, the best father, the best patriot. But let's face it, most guys for many years are bachelors until they get married, right? So I kind of focused on those early years, and guys need the book and they'll vote Republican too, or they'll be at least pro-Trump. They'll know what's going on. Leave it that way.
Well, we're speaking with General Von Wehunt, the extremely talented host of the Von Wehunt Show, the legendary Von Wehunt Show, which airs on Blogspot Radio and Dark Sky Radio at 8 p.m. Pacific, Thursdays, 11 p.m. Eastern. Now, Pacific and Mountain Time are the same right now, and in a month or two, we're going to have to change what we say about all that stuff. But if you wonder why General Weehunt has, you can't discern his face, and he has sunglasses on, and there's so much light in his video, is because he is the infamous Von Weehunt, and he does not wish to disclose what he looks like on video because there are always danger of you being accosted. So if you wondered why, me, they already seen my ugly mug, so I'm doomed already. So anyway, just wanted to get that in there. Let's get back to a little of current events, shall we, General?
You bet.
All right, let's see. The one good thing that we know about Amy Coney Barrett is she doesn't like to kill babies.
Right.
And she doesn't think that we should be doing that.
Right.
So that is another reason why the left is freaking out, because we won't get into it until we get even a later night show, radio show, and internet show. But let's just face it, and let's just delve into the top of this for a minute, okay? Von Weehunt, the left is protective of abortion, not so much for birth control as us as conservative you like to think. There's far more to it than that. It's far uglier and more sinister and indeed satanic than that. They take and sell baby parts. Now, this is not a revelation. This has been exposed by Project Veritas. Undercover reporters with video who have proved that this is not a fantastical statement, okay? They remember the one where say, oh, yeah, that one's about to be worth a Mercedes or some such thing, or Lamborghini or something. Remember all that? So if you want to know why they're selling baby parts, and they, meaning Planned Parenthood specifically, selling baby parts throughout the world, okay? It's not just... It's unspeakable stuff is what it is. And it's all tied into all... You know, in the state of Arizona, where I hail from, last year alone, there was 1,800 missing children. 1,800 missing children. Now, how can that be? Well, they're being abducted. For what purpose? Well, they're being sold into, slavery, sex slavery, human trafficking. This is kids from 2 up to about 11, and anywhere in between. And they don't just sexually abuse them. They torture them to death as well and get the adrenaline charged blood called adrenochrome. We all know about this stuff, but you can't talk about that because, oh, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist. There's no theory. This is proven stuff. They've been outed. Now, that's about as far as I want to go until I get on midnight, you know, nighttime radio. Do you want to comment on any of that? Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
I do. I think that, you know, this country has, well, there's so much there that you so well brought up, JD. This country's had millions of abortions, and God is pro-life. I'm a strong believer in God. And you mentioned also the Supreme Court nominee. She's Roman Catholic, which is great. I mean, from the old school, not the new school. And
right.
And so the thing is, I don't believe in the abortion on demand. I never have. And so it's one of those situations where it's one of those topics that is very difficult to talk about. You are dealing with doctor issues and the issue of the female body and all that. But the bottom line is, I think that these abductions, they are satanic, they are demonic, they are evil. And how anybody, seriously, could look at a child, a kid, and find that even remotely stimulating, you're beyond reproach. And there's, you know, years ago as a kid, my
beyond
dad,
reproach in the negative, not in the positive.
Yes, yes. The thing is that I always knew those people were out there. We all knew that, right? Growing up, I'm an
right.
kid, but I never knew there were that many pedophiles in people and just demonic people abducting kids. And you're right, the adrenochrome is what the Hollywood elite and the political elite, mainly on the Democrat side, I think that was on Anthony Weiner's laptop, though that's an alleged statement. But it's funny how they're always covering up for each other, right? Yeah. But yeah, you're right. They do torture these kids, and they get the adrenochrome from them. It's sick. It's demented. It's demonic. Unlawful is a light word. I mean, if there is a hell, I always say they will be there, and they will be there for eternity.
Absolutely. And something you said that you touched on was really, really important to emphasize. Not only did we not know the quantity of these people, but we did not realize the prominence of their positions. Right. These sick, satanic people are the people controlling the New World Order. There, I said it. These are the people that are in control of the COVID nonsense, the master reset of the world economy, where they're trying to suck America down. But thankfully, Donald J. Trump had other plans, and we're not going down with the rest of the world. Our economy is going to be the only one standing when all that crap happens, because Trump is already 14 moves ahead of their ass, and they don't even know it. They're so full of their own self, they don't even know it. Now, these people that we're talking about that drink the adrenochrome and torture these kids sexually and otherwise, these are the people that are controlling the governments of the world through the globalism outlets like the UN and all the International Monetary Fund and all the banking fraternities, all the people that the John Birch Society warned us about in the 1960s and 70s. By God, I thought they were nuts, but they happened to be 100% right. General Weehunt, what say you?
They were way ahead of the curve. You know,
you ain't kidding there.
They were way ahead of the curve. And you're right, these things have been going on for decades, and it's just ridiculous. And I think it's, JD, I think it's so bad that what we've even learned about it is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's so hideous. It's
I fear so you're right. I fear My you're father, right.
Yeah, you got Hollywood actors that are getting passports to countries that don't extradite back to the States. And they're going... I think Greece is one of them and a few others, but I'm hearing lots of rumors about these people are packing their bags. They're getting ready to leave the country because they know, I think the hammer.
If Trump gets reelected, they're in big trouble.
Yeah, the hammer. Trump has to play nice, folks. We have to win this thing. And once he wins it, if I was a presidential advisor, I would say drop that hammer now and keep hammering them coast to coast. Even worldwide dragnet. But yeah, this is a problem that really, man, it blows your mind. You know?
We've already hammered so many things tonight on this show that probably gonna cause some people to turn it off when they start hearing it, because people can't handle the actual truth of the horrific nature of what's really going on in the world today. Now, more and more people are waking up to it. But it's unlistenable. The things we're talking about are unlistenable. Now, I don't know if you saw that video of that Hollywood actress. I forget her name, but she's a prominent actress who was horrified and went public with the very things we're talking about, because a law enforcement official that she knows and trusts told her what he had seen in his experience. And that was talking about baby raping. And she said, she asked him, how young are these children? And he said, we're talking infants. Now, the woman could barely get this out, but she felt compelled to use her platform as a prominent actress to expose this. Now, that got covered up real quick, but I think if you go to band.video, you can still find that video. That's probably the only place on the internet that it still exists, because they scrubbed that one pretty quick. It was right. gone pretty damn quick. But, you know, this is a nightmare. I wake up every day and I see the people with the masks on their face not realizing what that symbolizes. They think that they really think they're protecting themselves and protecting their neighbors with the mask. And what they're doing is they're showing the wicked globalists that they will comply with whatever they say through medical tyranny, which I did not see that coming. I figured they would do it some other way. But wow, how effective it is. Remember 15 days to slow the spread? What are we in it now? 7 months?
Sure.
Unbelievable.
Well, it really is. And JV, the thing is, I've always said on my show that the mask is upon us. But it was Dr. Fauci who famously said the masks don't work. So he's the one that first said masks don't work. My God, he did a 180 when this whole thing started. I tell everyone this, the virus is real. But it pushed a lot of elderly and young people, unfortunately, off the proverbial cliff, right? If you're healthy or relatively healthy, you watch yourself, I think you'll be fine. But I never believed for a minute these predictions of 200 million Americans dead around the world. I think that was deep state people trying to make Trump look bad. And they were trying to, again, take advantage of a crisis.
Well, all that I agree with, but I think it's even worse than that. Here's the thing. We can get into the numbers real quick. We know now that 9 out of 10 positive tests for COVID are false positives. We mm-hmm. also know that someone over in Tanzania, the president of the health minister of Tanzania, I forget the gentleman's name, and if I could remember it, I wouldn't be able to say it anyway. He tested a goat and a fruit and sent those tests to the lab, and they came back positive for COVID-19. Oh, yeah. And this has been out for a while. Now, the guy who invented the test that they're using right now, the method for testing COVID-19, said it is not meant for what they're using it for. It would not be effective. It would not be accurate. And he got a Nobel Prize for creating this method of testing, but he said the application is completely wrong. And why is it wrong? Because it will detect any trace of any coronavirus. Now, if you've ever had a cold, you have coronavirus. There's 200 different coronaviruses that we know about. And this detects anyone, and it doesn't distinguish between any coronavirus and COVID-19. So wow. You go get a test, you're going to be positive.
Right.
This is
right.
how they get all these case numbers to explode like this when there's nobody that's sick. The right. hospitals are empty again.
They are.
And absolutely. So, and you know why? Because people are scared to go to hospital because they think they're going to get COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that simple, right? That kind of backfired on him, you know?
It did. So, or you're being kidnapped by the governor. They'll label you as a COVID patient. People are afraid of being, you know.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever let these assholes test you. Don't ever let them test you, period.
No.
Now, the other thing that is we need to delve into the numbers is about the actual deaths.
Right.
As you know, the CDC itself put out an article that said only 6% of our deaths were of COVID-19. The rest of the 94% were deaths with COVID-19. Now, the English language means thing. Of means they died because of COVID.
Yeah.
With means they died of something else, but COVID was found in their blood. Which we just told you, a positive test or 9 out of 10 people are going to get it no matter what. So what they're doing is they're taking all deaths from every kind of death and throwing it in the COVID bucket, because why? They get $52,000 if they put that patient on a ventilator. They get $18,000 even if they don't go on a ventilator just because they had a COVID patient. Now, now you can't really blame the medical institutions that are for profit for doing this, because the COVID scare basically killed their business model completely. So in order to try and keep people working and try to keep some business, they had it, say they had the COVID patients to keep some cash coming in. It's a very, very clever scheme on the part. They wanted to save this for later because they wanted to wait till they got rid of Trump and then pull this But this is their last ditch effort. And when I say they, I'm talking about the globalists.
Absolutely. Just
Davos globalists say they need to reset. And this is how they're pulling it. And they didn't want to do it until Trump was gone because they knew there might be some resistance. But right. So it's blowing up in their face. And I got to tell you, it's the biggest. I thought that the Russia hoax and all the stuff they did to President Trump was the biggest farce in history. Now, this COVID farce goes way beyond what they did to Trump, because they fooled the whole world, because they have the media. That is the evil root of this whole thing. And let me tell you something else, General Weehunt. If you watch the show we did last week with John O'Connor, it might have been about Watergate subject, but it's how the media got the power that they have now to lie to everybody and cause mayhem across the world with medical tyranny and COVID reaction that is totally disproportionate to the COVID problem to begin with. And it's a warm-up for the next time where they release something that's even way more deadly. Sum it up on this subject, General Weehunt.
Great, great diatribe there, Diddy. That's the whole plan. The whole plan is to, in my view, is to unleash something again on the world. The intel that I've gotten is that the COVID-19 virus was leaked out accidentally or intentionally, but it was way ahead of schedule. And it was leaked out from the Wuhan, China. To me, it's a biological weapon from China used against America, but they didn't have it perfected yet. It was supposed to kill a lot more people. It was supposed to scare a lot more millions of people. It did. It's kind of like they got a base hit off it, basically. It's not a home run. It's not a grand slam, and that pisses off the globalists. They are probably going to redouble their efforts now. They're going to unleash something a lot worse, I think, eventually. But now we have Trump in office. And as you know, Trump was not supposed to win. This is all a curveball thrown to the New World Order people and the globalists. And I know Trump is actively working behind the scenes. He can do 10 things at once. People that are around him are telling you that. I mean, there are raids that are going on that barely make the news. Some things that you hear about and I hear about with our intelligence network and friends and family and military personnel to tell me. But I can't broadcast everything. But I will say that I think that we live in a very dangerous world. As you know, on my show, JD, I always say we're a world at war. It's not because I want it to be at war. It's because it's always been at war. We have never had peace on this planet ever. The minute we do, wait a day. Something else happens. Even today, Azerbaijan and Armenia had a tank battle, and their armies fought over in Eastern Europe, you know, by the side of Russia. So my point is, the world's a very dangerous place. Even though we're high-tech and we live very well in this country on the whole, the rest of the world is still extremely dangerous. We have threats levied against us constantly. We have Chinese and Russian shoved off our coastal waters. We have viruses to worry about from China. See, China was pissed off that the Trump economy was doing so well, JD, and they were mad about that. And they thought, you know what? We're going to throw a wrench in this machine. We aren't going to sit here like Chinese peasants and eat a bowl of rice while the Americans rev up their stock market to 40,000 points. And we were going in that direction, at least we were going to hit 30 to 35, and then the virus hit. That was the little trick up their sleeve. They unleashed it. Again, accidentally or intentionally, that'll be the beta for 1,000 years. But we're at this predicament now in time, and I tell folks every day, prepare for everything. We don't know what's going to come hit us next. You know, get your food, get your water, get your guns, get your ammunition. Listen to shows like JD, Article 5 Hour. Listen to shows like mine and others. Listen to your AM radio, folks. I keep telling people that's all you got is the internet and AM radio. That's it. Everything else is bought and paid for. We're the only independent media and independent shows with independent thought that are out there.
You're listening to our guest, Von Weehunt, host of the infamous and legendary Von Weehunt Show, which you can catch every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, on Blogspot Radio and Dark Sky Radio. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio and Dark
Blog Sky. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Blogspot Talk Radio, right?
Well, it's just called Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Close enough.
No, that's a good stream. I caught your show the other night on that, and thank you for having me on as a guest. Absolutely. That was a blast. We're gonna have to do that again.
You bet.
Anyhow, yeah, those are good networks. These are independent. They do not edit your content. They allow you to say whatever you want to say. It's still the Wild Wild West out there with internet radio shows such as yours and such as this one. And I've incorporated video because because you can, you know. And so that's why we're doing what we're doing. And basically, it was a lot easier to do radio, I must admit. And you start doing all this other stuff and things go wrong, like your stream ends in the middle of your show, and what do? You know, apparently I was able to fix that. Thank goodness.
We had a blast at KFNX. You just roll into the studio and you would prep your show and away you go, right?
Yeah. You have an engineer behind the glass running everything. It's a little bit different.
With a host, producer, and engineer. And one thing, JD, I want to tell folks that benefits your show and mine and others, and this medium is, folks don't realize that we don't have a program director telling us what to say, telling us what to do. And JD is completely independent, so am I. What you hear is the real truth.
Yeah, not only that, we're not scripted in any way. You know, there's as somebody we know is named Alex, no, we're teleprompter free here on the air. And so that's right. Why you hear a lot of uhs and, you know, a lot of stuff. But, you know, it's raw. It's live.
Yeah.
Now, when I do the podcast for your download pleasure on Podbean, you guys, I do usually do some audio editing just to, you know, you don't need to really listen to the stuff where, you know, the stream went out and all that kind of stuff. I'll cut that out. But I leave the heart of the live broadcast alone when I do my post processing on the podcast. But the podcast, we're podcasting live right now. So we have some listeners listening to the raw podcast, which is always interesting. And thank you for being out there and doing that, you guys. We appreciate everybody that takes the time out of their Sunday evening to listen to us. And we bring you lots of good content on this this internet show. That's why we call it the best 90 minutes in internet radio. We're here with Von Weehunt, the very talented host of the Von Weehunt Show on Blog Talk Radio and Dark Sky Radio. Are you on any other outlets? Are you have a podcast or anything like Podmatic or anything? Yeah. Give people how they can download your shows
on
a podcast.
I'm on Spotify, Podomatic. My show, it airs live on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday from 8 to 10. And then from there, we upload the show to Dark Sky. Now, on Dark Sky, it's amazing. We're getting like 150,000 listens a week and growing. We're like in 4 or 5 countries. And we're huge out west. Our number one listeners are the western states, which is great. This is Radio Free Western America, is what I call it. And we're far enough away from D.C. for right now, we're safe, right? But, J.D., I think when your feed went down, that was the deep state attacking your show. They used to attack your show and mine.
Did you hear what I was talking about when that happened? Yeah. I was talking about voting strategy, and boom, out go the lights.
Boom, out go. This is, folks don't know. This used to happen to us all the time at independent stations like KFNX. We'd be talking about something controversial or real edgy, and boom, it happened to me 4 or 5 times. The lights went out, and the engineer said that everything was working great until your show.
Yeah, or the phone lines would go out when you have your guest on. You know, that happened to me a lot of times over there. So, you know, one thing I like about AM radio, which I intend to add to the mix here, but I'm going to still do this from my home studio here. When AM picks this program up, I love AM radio because it's analog. You know, they really can't, when you're broadcasting through the air, the only thing they can do is attack your phone call or, you know, attack the link that's going to the transmitter, which is not as easy to do because there's a lot of security codes that's got to be broken before that happens. Right. So it's really hard for them to intercept an AM radio transmission, where this internet stuff, they can shut you off like a switch. And I feel vulnerable. I got to tell you, I was a lot safer on AM radio. And they all, it sounds paranoid, but you know what? As soon as you start making a difference, then they come after you.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Absolutely. Well, you and I both were over the target many times. And that's how you know when your show's being attacked, because it was uncanny. The engineers would tell you and me, hey, it was all working great for 4 or 5 days until the minute I'd go on the air. And for a while, it happened like twice in 1 month over there. So,
you know, without even trying, my radio broadcast on Facebook, because I broadcast to Facebook Live, within 3 days of the broadcast, I would organically get 5,000-6,000 views on the show without even promoting it. And you know, that has been cut way back. They throttled me back. I have to really hammer the and I really have to promote the show in order to get, you know, 1,000 views is a really, really good on Facebook. Now I'm just using Facebook as the guide. You know?
Sure.
So even when I was a local show, they would really, you know, throttle me back. And this is why I want to get back to AM radio when I can. And because they can't really do that to you, you know. So
we will. Someday we definitely will. But folks don't realize that we're the host and producer of our own shows. And people don't realize that we pay to be on the air as a great show. So the thing is, you've got to host and produce and get sponsors, and we need the donations to keep rolling. And so the whole radio industry has been turned on its head, you know, with all the debt that the big shot players have got. They don't pay us a salary. We do this because we're patriots. And JD, you're a big
absolutely
patriot. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for that. And I thank you for reminding me I need to close, plug my sponsor. You know, bishopammunition.com has been with this broadcast for nearly 5 years. They're in the great state of California. They are the number one. They produce a round called the 475 Bishop. Now, this is a 475 short magnum, copper, full copper projectile. And their particular formulation of the powder and the power for the 475 short magnum, and the claim is this: we'll take down any living creature on planet Earth. And that's and it's true. And bishopammunition.com, Bishop Ammunition and Firearms on Facebook. They are ammunition producers. They have 45 ACP right now. If you're looking for it, folks, bishopammunition.com. And their motto at that company is God bless the Second Amendment.
Yes.
And these ladies have built this company from their garage. They have done amazing things with the 458 SOCOM platform. They now have they've had for many years now available. You can take your AR-15, take the upper off, slap their SOCOM upper on, and you have a 458 SOCOM without buying another firearm. I think it used to be around $1,100 or $1,200. They'll send you the upper. It's just complete. You pull the pin, take your upper off, put this upper on. You can even use a GI mag for the 458 SOCOM round, so you don't even have to buy magazines. Now, you're probably going to have to pay $2 a round for 458 SOCOM, so it's not exactly the plinking choice of most of us that don't have all that much money to have that much fun, but the possibility is there. That's bishopammunition.com. Now, Marissa Bishop, she ordered 5,000 bumper stickers that are red with a sickle and a hammer. And the verbiage is Joe and the Ho 2020. And she got, she's getting death threats.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Multiple death threats.
Wow.
That's how, sick the left is in this country. The sycophants that don't give two pieces of thought to anything that happens around them. They have lost all reason, all objectivity. They believe everything their lord and master says to them, whoever that might be, whatever level that is. You know, there's various different left-wing icons that these people they bow to. They have no thought processes of their own whatsoever. They think anybody like you or I, Von Weehunt, say anything, we're automatically, wrong. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about you. I can't speak for you. But the other people that I do know have listened to all sides of all of these things and come to the conclusion that the people on the right are the most accurate on what's going on. And I didn't do that immediately. I listened to the other side. I tried to find truth in what the left says. And I tried to put myself in their ideological bailiwick mentally, objectively. Mm-hmm. And when I do that, I say, I see why they say what they say, but it doesn't make it the truth. It just makes it strategy. And so I have read the enemy's Bible, which is Rules for Radicals by Saul A. Alinsky. I have read it. And if you ever want to know what the left is going to do next, all you have to do is read that book, because the blueprint for what they're doing right now, especially when it comes to these riots and burning down cities and starting forest fires, all that stuff's in there. It's all being played out. And they are the minions, the unwitting minions of the globalist leftists who have promised these people that are pulling this some prominent position when they burn the system down. What they don't understand is if they are successful, they'll be the first one lined up against the wall and executed. They don't even get that. They're too stupid to know it, because they don't have any historic reference, because they don't believe in history. They don't believe in studying these things. This pattern has played out over and over and over again over the last couple hundred years. Just ask people that defected from the Soviet Union in 1970. I forget the man's name. His first name is Yuri. I can't remember his last name, but he was interviewed by G. Edward Griffin in 1984, and that video has been aired on this radio program as well. And I'm going to do it again, because the four phases, there they are, four phases of the plan. And it was the Soviet plan at that time, not the Soviet plan anymore, because like him or not, Vladimir Putin has withdrawn from the globalists. So they've basically Russia has as much or more freedom than we do here in the United States right now, because, Putin has brought back Christianity to the Soviets and rejected atheism and injected globalism. If you want to be in a major Russian city right now and walk into any business, you don't have to have a stupid cuck mask on to do it. They don't buy into any of the bull crap that we are doing right now. They have much more freedom than we do because they did not give up their ability to reason like the idiot left in the United States of America has. Okay, but lest I get distracted from the main point, which is the impetus of the Soviet model was shifted to the Chinese model because the Chinese Communist Party is alive and well torturing billions of people all over the planet as we speak. And that's what the globalists love. They love to torture people and make them, obey. Mm-hmm. So Russia quit doing that. So Russia's not the model anymore. But back in 1984, when this interview was done by G. Edward Griffin, the model was Russia at that time because China had not come to be a powerful influence yet. Mm-hmm. So they switched from the Bolshevik model to the Mao model. But there's not, any nickel's worth the difference except maybe the Mao model is a little bit more vicious and horrible and whatever. But the point is this. The globalists want to take down the United States of America in the same way the Soviet used to take down all of its satellites. And it first stage is demoralization. Raise up a generation or two of people that are taught to hate their own country. That's demoralization. And break up the families and all the stuff that goes on in the United States of America. That's what you do. All right. Two is, I'm trying to think now, demoralization, then comes the phase where you absolutely create havoc, all right? The third one is crisis, okay? We have that right now. We're at stage three right now. We've allowed the media to create a crisis out of thin air through the guidance of the globalists with this this medical tyranny that has been foisted upon the American people, okay? We're in stage three of the takeover right now. Stage four is what they call normalization, mm-hmm. which is a very cynical term in Soviet, back in Soviet Union days. Normalization is when the tanks are rolling down the street. That mm-hmm. is when the country is normalized. Mm-hmm. We haven't reached that yet. And they're going to have a hell of a time trying to normalize the United States of America. Let me tell you that, because I know of about 3 or 4 million people that are going to stand in the way of that. And they are heavily armed and trained.
You bet.
We know the Patriots, do we not, General Weehunt?
Yes, we do. And they're armed to the teeth. And you're spot on, man. Great comments there. A lot of folks don't know this. I can chime in that. Stalin called the people in the Bolshevik Revolution useful idiots. And you're right, because they turned on their host country, their home country. The minute the Bolsheviks took control of Russia, they lined them up against the wall and they shot them. People asked why. They helped you take over the country. And Stalin and Lenin famously said, if they would turn against their home country, they would definitely turn against us in due time. Therefore,
absolutely,
they are a threat, and we must eliminate the threat. And these people that I see rioting now, they're what I call, JD, they're what I call the true believers. And you cannot rehabilitate true believers. It may take us years and decades, seriously, to deprogram these people. It was the defector from Russia, Yuri Brezhnev, that came over.
Thank you.
Yes, and was saying exactly what you're saying. People forget, takeover is a process. It's not an event. It happens over time. And Jaden, you're absolutely correct. They're
The second stage, I can't remember the name of, is the PSYOP. It's the slow brainwashing of the entire public to the point where even if you present them with all the facts, they will still be in denial of the reality of what's going on around them. That has happened in the United States of America. Right. There's no turning back. That's already happened. Now we're in the crisis stage, which is stage three.
Right. And with these people, people. They're so brainwashed, they don't even know it. You could tell them the sky is blue and they'll argue with you. The grass is green. They'll still argue with you. You can
no
say,
matter how much evidence is presented, they will right. still be in denial of the obvious truth.
Right. They're that exactly. They're so dog-headed, and so the brainwashing is so deep in these people. I've seen them interviewed, as you have, a million times, and they really are clueless.
That went viral again just recently, you realize.
And it's kind of funny on the one hand, they were asked about a few years back when Trump won, where is the Electoral College is a question I would pose to people. They really thought it was a college. Because the question was posed to them, where is it?
As a joke.
And they actually thought it was a real college. And these people are just out there.
The level of ignorance is astonishing. The level of ignorance is astonishing.
Yes, sir. And these were the same kids, they're now young adults, that never wanted to learn history. They said, I don't need that. I'm in a high-tech world, baby, right? And I always tell folks, this world we live in is low-tech and high-tech. You need both. But you also need to get educated. And history, it's like the old saying, but they disavow history. They don't know anything. To them, history started when Barack Hussein Obama was elected in 2008. That to them was when the history books actually started. Everything before that, they don't care about.
The progressive, you're 100% right on that. The progressive model is the new supplants the old. Yeah. Now, it doesn't matter if it's technology. It doesn't matter if it's principles. It doesn't matter whatever it is. The new supplants the old. And that is utterly, utterly ignorant. Because what you want to do is you take the old and you keep it. And you build it. And you enhance it with the new. And maybe its prominence changes size. And maybe its purpose gets narrowed. But you don't throw the old out. You right. keep it and put it where it belongs. Because you always have to keep the foundation of what you built. This goes for technology. It goes for moral principles. It goes for governments such as the United States. It's a little bit more simple with theocracy and dictatorships. But with our country, our whole culture is based upon our documented way of life, not where you came from or what religion you are, or what color your skin is. And we're mm-hmm. unique in that. That is, in fact, what American exceptionalism is all about. So these ignoramuses you speak that thinks the electoral college is in some state somewhere are the kind that don't have any clue about what we're talking about. Ooh, and no amount of education is ever going to reach an individual that is so far gone that they can't even see something as basic as the electoral college. You know, our government is complicated. I'll give you that. It's very complicated. You know why? Because it was derived by geniuses, not idiots.
Yeah, it was.
So it is incumbent upon us as American citizens to understand how our government works. Just try and see how many people could pass the test that it takes for to be a naturalized citizen in the United States of America. I'll mm-hmm. bet you not one in 10 people that you meet on the street could answer the questions that an immigrant has to get right in order to become a citizen. This is a travesty. This is absolutely unacceptable. People have to educate themselves. Well, it does definitely explains why we're able to be, COVIDized by these criminals that are, assaulting our children in various different unspeakable ways and just really trying to devastate the human population and actually try to turn this whole planet into a technological. They dream about uploading their consciousness in a machine so they can live forever. These people are sick as hell. They don't have any regard for humanity. And they want to keep the rest of us in the dark to all the technologies that have been hidden from us all these decades that we don't even know about. We're soon to find out if we keep Donald J. Trump as president. He's already told us this. He told us this in his inauguration speech. And if you don't think Trump knows about this stuff, his uncle, John Trump, was best buddies with Nikola Tesla. So there's all kinds of hidden stuff that we don't even know about that the president is well aware of. General Wehunt, your comments.
That's a hard follow, man, but you're so right. I mean, people don't even realize that, like, these true believers that are out there, they want tyranny. They want us to live in a matrix. They're not for freedom and liberty. They want to go micromanage your lives, and they are, again, the militant left believes in incrementalism at best. So what do? They walk into a neighborhood. They first chant and beat a drum, right? Doesn't do much for them. They come back again. Yeah, I see it in Seattle and Portland. Now they're yelling and screaming, using the bullhorn. Now, incrementalism, they're knocking on your door saying they are demanding that you come out of your house and join them in the street. The next time they come, they're going to put a gun to your head and say, like the true Bolsheviks that's in their soul, that you must come with us or we're going to kill you. It's one thing after the other, and they keep up in the ante. And folks, they're never satisfied. They're never happy.
What was it Jefferson that said, how much will the people put up from a dictatorship? And what didn't he say something effective, as much as we allow?
Yes. And he also said that we have eternal hostility to tyranny, which we do. And also that the tree of liberty must be refreshed with the blood, unfortunately, of patriots and the tyrannical ones, the evil ones. And we don't want that. We're trying to avoid a civil war, but the left wants it. That's their only ticket, they think, to take over the government. They do want a violent takeover, JD, of our government. They've said that publicly. And I'm one of these people, I believe the threats. I really do. I believe what they say. I take it at face value and I run with it, because after you heard it 1,000 times, they're not changing their opinion. They really want this to burn it all down, and they want to create a new country, a matrix like what you were talking about, in their image, in a tyrannical image where only they control it.
A word about China. Mark Esper cannot admit, and neither can anybody else in the government, that we're at war with China. Or that China has committed, war against the United States, because then they will be obligated to defend the country. So they are hiding the fact that China has initiated a war with us by not admitting it, so that we don't have to go to war with China before Trump can have an opportunity to straighten some of this crap out. And we hope to avoid retaliatory war with China, okay? Absolutely. The other thing I want to say goes back to the whole picture. And it all boils down to this. If globalism wins on this planet, the human population will be reduced, like the Georgia Guidestones say. This is their plan. Look it up, guys. This isn't JD. This is the globalist plan.
What they want?
500 million is maximum population on Earth. That means they're going to kill 6.5 billion people, okay? And they're going to keep all the technology to themselves. These elite 4,000 or 5,000 people, or however many, are in the globalist fraternity. And their dream is to upload their consciousness into AI machinery and keep that little ball, this little blue ball right here, as a prison for the rest of us to do their bidding and keep their machinery running. That's the plan. That's if the globalists win. If humanity wins and we keep our humanity, what we do is we take the 7 billion and, quadruple it or more and proliferate life human life throughout the galaxy and beyond. This is the grand difference. This is the struggle. Either we become prisoners on planet Earth or we branch out into the universe. And they're trying with everything they have to keep us from knowing what we're supposed to know at this point in our development. And I know this sounds like far out stuff, but I tell you what, it's the only explanation for what's going on right now.
I totally agree. It's a spiritual war. JD, that was very eloquent of you, and you're absolutely right. I mean, these people are evil. There's a cabal of them. They are the globalists. They are the elitists, and they all know each other, and they're all part of the secret society.
And they're all inbred with each other, too, because they believe they're the Anunnaki descendants. I mean, yes. These people are absolutely nuts.
And we get it.
I don't know if they're right. They could be right, but it doesn't give them the right to crap all over the rest of the world.
Right, and JFK, to his credit, warned us about this when he talked about their covert means. He had a great speech. Everyone should go to YouTube and type in JFK secret societies. This has been going on in this country since, you know, in the world for centuries. And the thing is, these groups get together. They now have formulated a cabal where they now, with the technology, now they're trying to implement their grand design. Their grand design is not our grand design, folks. It's not what we want. I want everyone to do well. I want freedom and liberty for all Americans. I don't care where you come from, what your past is. We want to be successful. I do not want people to be enslaved or tyrannically ruled by a satanic elite. And these people don't believe in God. They don't believe in the nuclear family. The elites and the globalists want to subvert you, your neighborhood, and your family. And it's not, yes, it is about waking up. But we've been passing the buck. And JD, it's called the normalcy bias. It's when we all want to think everything is normal, right? Things are normal. Okay, we love that. But we live in a world, you have to admit, look at the news, man. You know, the news has been so bizarre. The last 5-10 years, you know, we had Obama, the Manchurian candidate, come out of nowhere. Now, that to me was the first mark right there. We have these people that are being funded in the streets to take over America. Riots and chaos will continue no matter who gets elected, because they're trying to take over the government. And like JD said, they're trying to demoralize you, desensitize you to violence.
Oh, desensitization is step two. Right. Dang it. There it is. Demoralization, desensitization, yeah. Crisis, and normalization. That's the four steps of takeover.
You're going to walk away and shrug and go, not my problem. And there's so many Americans, I can't stand the phrase, who said for years, well, I don't really care what happens unless it affects me directly. Well, guess what? Now it's affecting you directly.
We're here.
We're here.
We're here, morons.
Right. All those decades of saying that, that's a cop-out. And now it's here on your doorstep. And I tell folks in my show, what are you going to do when the Bolshevik mob comes for you?
Well, you know what? People aren't really ready to hear the truth. Like a lot of the stuff we talked about on this show, people don't want to hear that. They think we're nuts. But there's going to come a time really soon where we're going to look like prophets instead of nuts. But we're not prophets. These people are so arrogant, they tell you what they're doing. They write about it. They talk to each other. All you have to do is do the research yourself. You find out everything we talked about is from their mouths, not ours. So, right.
And JD, our biggest sin as radio talk show hosts is that we notice these things. We observe, notice, and report. Most Americans, I still say, great people, God-fearing people, I get it. They don't want to know what's going on. I get it. We all want to live in la-la land, but my point is you're right. It's going to come to their doorstep, and they have to start thinking. I think we're waking up a lot of people to this.
I certainly hope so.
It is a spiritual war, too.
It is, in fact, a spiritual war, and it is basically just you can boil it down to the war between good and evil. I mean, I hate to get that basic, but that's what we're doing. Now, those of you listening to us, if you have any questions or comments for Vaughn Wehent before we close the show down, now is your opportunity, because we're about ready to run over here, and I don't want to run over too much. So if you have any comments for Vaughn Wehent or questions, or for me, now is your time. Throw them in chat here, and we'll see if you're see if you want to do that. A lot of times people just prefer to listen. I have a few people that always comment, you know, and and then I get the emails later. By the way, you can email the show at article5live@gmail.com. article5live@gmail.com. There's no numbers in that, just words. article5live@gmail.com. And you can catch the Vaughn Wehent show Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com and darkskyradio.com.
Yes.
The great Vaughn Wehent is with us tonight. Do we have any questions for Vaughn Wehent before we let him go tonight? Come on, you guys. Somebody's got one. I know
I'm
you
ready
do.
For him. I'm ready.
Well, you know, we went a half hour past what I normally do with a guest because you just get me going, man. I did the same thing to you on your show the other night. We just kept going and going. And
we get each other fired up, man. Fired up.
Yeah, and it's because we've been at this a while, and we have to get it out. And hopefully people appreciate that. I know I appreciate you, sir.
I appreciate you, too, and we're great friends, and you have a great show, and I want your show to take off like a rocket, man. See, I'm a firm believer that there's room for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. It's ridiculous. These people that are afraid to promote somebody else's show.
Are you
kidding me?
I will. Absolutely.
The more the merrier, you know, because you got to try to get the message out. If I change, if I wake up one freaking person in the audience somehow, and I'm responsible for it, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So even if I never get to the, millions of viewers or whatever it is, because I haven't figured out how to promote myself properly yet, whatever it is, I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and we're getting better and better on this show. Actually, the technical glitch that we experienced earlier in the show was not me for a change, and I'm gratified by that.
JD, thank you so much for having me on your great show. I really appreciate you, man. And I would say about the debate, I'm not sure Joe Biden's going to know he's even on a debate stage. But I want to thank you all, and thank you for your time, and you're very gracious, very intelligent host. I want to promote you as much as I can as well, so thank you, man.
And thanks once again for joining us for Episode 4 with General Vaughn Wehent on Article 5 Live. May God continue to bless you, your family, these United States of America, and may protect our great president. I'll be back live on the internet next Sunday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, with the best 90 minutes in digital media, Article 5 Live. Until then, this is JD signing off. Be safe and God bless. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you guys. Next week, we will have Corey Lewandowski on Article 5 Live. I wanted to tell you that. Corey Lewandowski next week on Article 5 Live. Be sure and catch that out. We'll see you next time.